I watch all my fucking games through FanDuel.
Which is the problem. Yeah. Which is why I don't like sports anymore.
I like that during the season, they'll let you watch the basketball game. Oh, and there's the three.
Mikal yep. Bridges. We should have known. Okay.
They'll let you watch the actual game on the app, and I enjoy that. And they do it with baseball games,
They too. Do that more so during the football season, I feel.
Oh, yeah. Football. And I love that. And it makes me feel like a degenerate, too.
Oh, yeah, you, absolutely. 100% yeah, yeah.
Because it'll be like, you've spent 5 hours on this app.
You spent 5 hours on this app. You've only spent $100. Do you want to keep watching?
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, but I'm watching the game.
It's like, move, bro. I just pay cable. Yeah. Get out of my face.
The Last Stop Podcast is back. Guys, how does it feel? The last time we recorded, I can... Let me find that.
Whatever, nigga. The last time we recorded was a long time ago. Now, here we are. Back. Like we never left.
Yeah, the next day over.
September of 2023.
Told you, about a year and a half.
That is...
Yeah. Told you. Yeah, no. I'm not a goof.
I am a goof. I only become goofier.
We know. How y'all feeling?
You know,
let's act like we haven't seen each other in a year and a half since.
Wow, it's been a year since I've seen you guys.
Oh, yeah, my God. A year and a half, actually.
Wow, no communication.
No contact whatsoever. We bumped into each other in the street.
In front of John's house.
Yeah. On the day that GTA 6 was announced for next year.
Crazy. Insane. Look at that. Well, here we are.
Yeah, so I don't know if anything fun has been happening lately to be like, we've been up to stuff.
Oh, you mean on our personal lives?
Yeah, no. Personally, I think we've been up to absolutely nothing.
Personally, we've actually been going through a horrible
time. Oh, my God. Hey, when I tell you.
Yo, bro.
When I tell you, it's actually been downhill.
Actually been the worst. What?
I think that might be the problem. We stopped potting and things stopped being silly. It got real serious, real fast. It got mad serious, mad fast.
We was like, nah, bro, every week we gonna pull up. Yeah. We just gonna go see what's happening. Y'all got Sticky's jobs, bro. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it was like, nah, bro, we not doing this no more. Nah. Yeah, nah, I understand. Yeah, it's cool. But we could have used that goodwill. We could have definitely used that goodwill.
Listen, those Sticky's jobs came and went.
Yes, yeah, they absolutely did.
At this point, I feel like I haven't been at Sticky's longer than I've been at Sticky's.
You're coming close.
It's about a month.
September, October, November, December, January, and half of February.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're coming close.
Yeah. But, you know.
Come on, bro. Intro your pod.
I don't know how to intro. Let's just make fun of John dating.
You mean not dating?
Yeah, or the lack thereof.
Okay.
That's the other thing, too. When we were podding, I feel like mad dates were happening, you know, grooves were had.
I think John had a girlfriend last time we podded. That's the difference, bro. That's the biggest difference. And now he's like, yeah, bro, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Horrible. Nah, bro, what's up? What's popping?
Yeah, John.
Come on, let's give us an update.
Can you, what do you call it? Cast your phone onto the TV. Just throw Hinge on there.
Can I do that? Actually, I've never
tried. You absolutely can.
I haven't been on Hinge in...
Go ahead, lie.
Long enough.
No, I'm trying to figure... It's been legit since probably, like, September. Probably even longer, so I don't even use those. Are you casting?
Oh, yeah, I am casting. I wasn't sure if this would work the way I thought it did.
Oh,
this is the best. When I hit you guys up, I was like, yo, I want to bring back the essence of a pod, and there's nothing better than no visuals to the pod.
No visuals to the pod, but we go. Right.
No, you're
this is on
yourself.
Your
you're
regular
fooling.
Page.
Yeah, yeah, you're fooling yourself.
What do you mean I'm fooling myself?
What are you talking about?
All right, let's go through.
I have no opinions.
Scroll to the top. All right.
I have no opinions.
What's her alter ego? That's just a picture of her.
Again, you're fooling yourself. Yeah, these are. I hate profiles like this.
Yeah, so I want to preface everything by saying I haven't been on any apps since September.
Okay.
Because I started sitting there, and we could go back to the old episodes and be like, Wow, Manny has had the same problems consistently every time.
Yes.
Apps are just pure nonsense, and I'm starting to think that most of these people are bots.
Do you not
understand? Even when you meet them in real life, yes.
They're bots?
Yeah, yes. No, for real.
It feels like it's autopilot, and then I'm the weird one. I'm always going to be the weird one. I know that that doesn't matter, even if they're not bots.
John feels that way because everybody else is putting on their, like, performance mask, and John has no other setting.
He's they're date masking, and
exactly. He's like, he's pulling up. I'm John. Like, and they're like, yo, bro. So yeah, these are the things I like. Couple things that I do. I'm a nice little person, and X, Y, Z. And he's like, I play video games. I think your opinions are stupid. And every movie you've ever liked is kind of silly.
So crazy. I think this is where we start. Before we go here to Ellie, which you just violated.
I'm not violating her. Yes,
that was very mean. But before you go, what do you have, like, a first date thing that you do for, like, all of your first
dates? No, I don't have, like,
you just play it by...
By person. Yeah. I try to create a one-on-one experience.
Oh.
A one-on-one experience? Yep. What are you talking about, bro? You're one dude. What are you talking about?
Break down the last date that you were on, and let's hear... Let's see how we can fix this for Ellie.
Fix this for Ellie? No.
What's wrong with Ellie?
It's not something wrong with her. It's that it gives, like... What alter ego?
Before we talk about
it, she's crazy. That's what it means, bro.
Her prompt is, dating me is like saying just one drink and waking up in a different city with a story you probably can't tell your boss. Think about how many times you've done that, John. How many times have you... Waking up in a different city,
but being like, yo, I can't come in today because I'm wilding. Yeah. Bro, I was wilding last night.
From the Bronx, talent development at a law... What does that even mean? What is...
It doesn't matter.
Talent development at a law firm probably means she's training paralegals
or something like that. Or hiring talent.
Yeah.
You know? It sounds like an HRO.
Yeah.
And the reason I say it doesn't matter is because...
She's looking for monogamy. She's 33 years old. Yo, John.
She's ready for a long-term relationship.
Yes. Again, the reason I say certain things, some of those, like, little sections right here where, like, talent down to monogamy.
No pills. She's not a perk pill.
She ain't popping. She ain't puffing. She ain't doing nothing.
She does love to drink, though.
I'm going to say this. I've never seen someone put yes to the pills. I don't think someone's honest about that.
It's because they won't be honest about it, bro.
Well, that's the first step is denial. So, you know.
So my point is, a lot of that little section just doesn't matter, because either sometimes people play it for jokes, or sometimes people don't care to actually share what they're what it really is. Okay. The only part of that matters would be like a long-term relationship, if they're being honest or not. Mm-hmm. Monogamy, if they're being honest or not.
The only person playing this part for jokes is you and Jeff.
Leave a one-word review that's just like a regular picture.
Yeah.
That's not even her best picture.
It's an honest picture.
But if she swapped this picture with that picture...
At the bottom? Yes, yeah, absolutely.
That makes more sense.
I'm known for vacations.
Yes.
And leave your honest opinion on me on these stairs.
Yeah, whatever. But it's a good picture. Black dress, red background. Like,
yeah, no. Really it's, nice. She pops.
And it's, a random so. Fact. Yeah, she's pretty.
John, I don't know what you're doing.
I mean, personally.
If you don't strike while the iron's hot, her eggs are going to dry up, bro.
A random fact she loves is her favorite sea animal is the orca killer whale. The name for orca killer whales, she said orca that's killer whales too many times already. Yeah. I don't want to see the word orca.
It's already twice.
Yeah, no. That's a Levante run on.
The name for orca killer whales originates from the Roman god Pluto, also known as Orcus.
You might have to match with her just to be like, yeah, yo, my man's Levante would be perfect. you might have to.
Hold on. Hinge thought about that. Oh, never mind.
Whoa.
Hey. I was going to say, you should be able to share people.
Just send a like, bro.
Scroll down a little bit. Her favorite memory is...
Drinking out the coconut.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. She might just really want to go to DR, and you might be the key. So...
Again?
And then typical Sunday. Coffee, my self-care routine.
Whatever that
means. Curated playlist in the background, and a mental breakdown about how fast the weekend went.
But in an aesthetic way.
Yeah, go ahead and match with that. Yeah, go ahead.
You might as well, because if you don't, you just...
Yeah.
I realize that if she doesn't match me within, like, the next 2 hours, I will never speak to this lady.
At all. All
right.
Okay. And see, you're being ageist because calling her a lady is messed up, all right? This lady is...
What did you want me to call her?
This girl's name is Ole Miss, all right? She loves college football.
There's no way that her name is... Yo, son.
You know what also gets mad about Hinge is that if I've already said no to someone, they'll show me them again.
She demands her name is Ole Miss. It's not as Ole Miss.
Oh my god. We'll instantly hit it off if
one of those things immediately eliminate me.
You don't spoil?
Oh no, know what you want.
Oh, you don't know what you want. You don't know what you want.
There you go. Oh no, have a job.
But you can just do one of the other things, you know?
Picking everything else.
Yeah. There's a certain charm to being unemployed that you can pull off. Play the Daily Essential. Let's hear it if we can.
You're fucking me every fucking hello.
I don't know if Ole Miss...
Hey, bro. Ole Miss look like she ready for the Sun Belt, bro. Ole Miss. What are you talking about? Ole Miss.
Hinge was a mistake. What?
No.
Again.
Yo.
No.
This woman is the biggest red flag.
She
knows that she's a red flag.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, this goes back to what you said about apps being horrible. And I am sure that my app, my profile from the perspective of anyone else looks horrible.
Hey, nigga, she looking for a short-term relationship. You should like this. You should like this. What are you talking about, bro?
But I'm not.
Wait. So I'm not. Scroll up. We didn't even read the part out loud.
You're right.
A random fact she loves is arguing with her ex. She needs to keep reminding him that he ain't shit. Who goes, hey, I'm on a dating app. I need to let everybody know I still communicate with my ex because I don't like him.
This crazy, right? This crazy woman. She's wildin'.
Ole Miss is
non-monogamy. Yo, John, what are we doing? Yo, son.
Hold on, wait. Take me out this app. Down for short term. But you could change that to a long-term marry with the baby combo.
Oh, she's illegal.
This woman...
Oh, she's illegal. No problem.
She's also insane. That's what I'm getting.
Well, we don't have to talk about that.
I didn't even want to keep playing. Like, that voice note made me very uncomfortable. And I don't know if it's because I'm not trying to match with her. So hearing that makes me uncomfortable.
Probably. I'm not going to lie, bro.
I mean, I'm already saying no.
Back in the day, a shorty got me just like this.
Yeah.
I had to, you know, correct myself. Yeah, no.
So, all right, let's see. I'm weirdly attracted to someone that is funnier than me. If you doubt that, if you don't own a passport, don't hit me back, please. Do you books? What the hell?
I don't know what the books means, but I think she's praying for us.
Yeah.
We have passports, right, though, so not us.
Keep scrolling. I wish more people knew...
I'm the most transparent,
honest person you've ever met. I don't play with people's time, so they don't play with my time.
Yeah, Josh, she's just trying to beat, bro. Yeah. She's just trying to add. This is what this looks like.
Yeah.
And that's cool. My answer's still no. No, put your finger away.
That's a terrible picture.
Oh, yeah, that one is bad, but that's clearly the fucking vest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Actually, zoom back in. That's stomach.
So she had the whole Powerpuff Girls. John. I don't want to objectify three women in a row. So John, let's look at your profile now. Let's just go ahead, look at your profile.
Yeah, let's see what you're giving off. Let's see what you're attracted.
Do
that part. All right.
Listen, I'm also in the camp that I understand when people look at my profile, it's probably just the same. Like,
number one, we can't see your face.
Yeah, post coffee me is walking alone in the darkness.
I thought it was funny. Yeah,
John,
it's the edgiest thing possible.
Yo, dog, we can't see you.
Yo, yeah, all right. Keep scrolling.
Understand that I didn't put that picture first.
Hinge does it.
Yeah, Hinge does this because it's the best photo.
It's the most. It has like the most traction with people.
So understand that y'all made fun of that.
I know, but we can still make fun of that. Would you rather be able to shape shift? Yeah. Let's give these trucks a 7. Would you rather be able to shapeshift into any animal, speak all languages, or explore space?
Yo, bro, I've never seen a more fucking nuclear bomb versus coughing baby fucking selection in my life, bro. Explore space. Get out of here. What are you talking about? Oh, actually, I'll speak all languages so that when I explore space, I can know who the what the fuck I'm talking to. Yeah. Get out of here.
There you go.
Like, what do you... Come on.
That is a good answer. John just bagged you, Kenny.
You'd be shocked.
He couldn't try if he tried.
I always wish people would try to like use those. So I'm like, how you never see these in prompts? Yeah. I know you've never seen any of these before, but no one ever engages with it. It's rare that someone does.
He's trying to be unique, but he doesn't know that the bitches are basic.
Yeah, no. John is definitely trying mad hard.
Yeah, I did try.
All right, John, I go crazy for desserts, of all kinds, to be honest. But there's this spot that holds.
Do you want to know the name of the place?
But I don't like the way this reads.
It's kind of blowing mine because it's like, there's a spot that holds us that holds my heart is weird because
it's a weird sentence.
It's meant to be weird.
Is why you're saying
holds a special place in my heart is the sentence that you were looking for here.
In my heart. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right here. I'm like looking at this shit. And I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I understand you like desserts of all kinds, but you're talking about one spot. And then in that one spot, you're not telling us what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part
I got confused halfway through reading this.
You know why? It's because the name of the place is called Spot.
No. All right. And keep going.
I don't know how that works.
No.
It's a fish.
Keep going.
You're a fish.
I don't get it. Right. You're definitely a
long-term relationship, open to short.
You got to switch that. You got to switch that because women think different from us. They think if we open to a short-term relationship.
Women think different than
no,
us.
No, bro. Listen.
All right.
If you put short-term relationship open to a long-term relationship, they're going to be like, oh, I could change him. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get him too. Don't worry.
But also, like, long-term open to short, what does that mean?
I'm not sure
like what that means. It's because it's just to clarify for people that only want short-term relationships, that if that's all they want from me, I'm if we vibe together or we mesh together, or if I'm on vacation and I happen to meet someone on Hinge, it's okay.
You use Hinge on vacation?
Yeah, check it out. I think it's funny.
What the fuck?
I'm not trying to rush into a relationship, but maybe you're the one.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that with people? My nigga, like, are you dead ass?
But I also don't. I'm still hung up on open to short. Like, what is a short term relationship?
Yeah,
that's a word.
He's looking for a long term relationship, but if it don't work out, I'm like,
yeah, that's
what I'm with you.
But what
about?
Is a short term relationship? That's a term that someone created
for this
just BS.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, I've just had a bunch of short term relationships. What's a short term relationship?
You only think about a short term relationship in retrospect.
Yeah, that's or. Yeah. You're on vacation.
Yeah, but like that. That's what I'm saying. I'm confused. Like, none of y'all have told me what a short term relationship
is. So that you get into this relationship with this person, right? It doesn't have to be like a boyfriend girlfriend situation, but you get into this again relationship for a probably predetermined already.
What is
small
short
amount of time?
Let's define short.
Anything
3 to 5 months.
I was gonna say anything under 6 months.
Yeah.
And
remember that time, I'm not gonna say no names. Remember that time you and so and so did such and such for that such and such amount of time? Okay. And then you came back and you was like, yeah, it's not gonna work out. That's a short term relationship. All right,
but that's one that's in hindsight.
Yeah. Right?
Think about people that go on trips and they know that they're only gonna be here for a couple months. So they tell you, hey, I can't stay here forever, but I really enjoy hanging out with you.
Short term relationship. It's a bond created between you and that person that's only in that location or only for that time.
You know, short-term. I think I'm just such a sweetheart. I can't even fathom the idea.
You're like, what short-term?
Shorts.
This is forever.
Yeah, it makes me sick.
I want this bitch forever,
bro. All right, let's keep going. All right, you in the gym.
All right.
Even though, like...
My weekends look like me at a wedding.
Shut the fuck up. That's the other... The other thing I don't... You're at the gym fully covered.
This nigga has... Yeah. This nigga has not worn...
Fully
covered. Because there's a picture with me not being fully covered.
This nigga has not worn anything but gray. In any of these pictures, bro.
Yeah, I'm wait. Scroll all the way up. Let's look at all these pictures. I want to see what these... John. Come on. Come on, John.
This thing is wearing gray, white, and beige in all the pictures, bro.
Right, keep scrolling. Let's see. The one thing I'd love to know about you is, what's your craziest hot take?
This shit just got
mine,
me angry.
Milk before cereal and warm milk tastes better.
That actually gets the most responses.
Because you are a fucking psychopath.
Exactly.
John. The same thing we've been telling you since high school.
Yeah. You'd be shocked at the amount of people that agree.
I don't care who agrees with you or not.
Yeah.
You and whoever the fuck that is fucking crazy. Continue.
Scroll. Let me introduce you to my alter ego, Shirtless John.
Yeah.
What is your alter ego?
Oh,
it's you.
Tattoo.
It's you without
a dude
shirt.
That's really into himself.
Exactly.
Is gonna say that he's not.
All right, I'm uncomfortable.
That's John.
Please take this picture off the screen. All right, a life goal of mine is to travel the world.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's your hat, Manny.
A selfie. When was this picture taken?
You don't remember that night. It's a long story short. Wow.
All right.
You were that drunk. This is the night we met up with Danae after. And you woke up in IHOP and you're like, huh.
Oh, okay. I remember that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was this the night they dragged you to a gay club?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Different
this
club.
Was
okay.
When we went to the hookah bar, right, John?
Okay.
We went to the hookah bar. Then everybody that we were hanging out with, this was either one of the first 3 weeks of Colorado being a thing.
All right, cool.
We were watching the game, hanging out. And then somebody was like, hey, I can get us into this club in Webster Hall if y'all down.
Yeah.
We went.
He could not.
Partied. Somebody handed me a bottle and said, yo, bro, kill this.
Yeah,
right?
He killed it. He killed it.
Yeah, we were just drinking that bottle in the section because they all left. Like, it was some random people. I have no idea.
It was like, yo, bro, finish this?
Yeah, he was like, yo, bro, like, we're about to head out of here. If you want the section, you could have the section and the bottles.
Mind you, for me, I had no context. I met Manny at that spot.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And I was like, all right, thanks.
To John, it was like, how did Manny get this section? And to you, it was like, yeah, this nigga gave me a section, bro. I don't know what we're going to do.
That was the first time I've ever been given a section with bottles.
That's lit.
And I like, it's crazy. I never had the thought in my head, what if they didn't pay and I just got left with this random bill for no reason?
Yeah, nah,
you know,
bro.
Now you did it, I also didn't think about that.
Never went through my head.
You niggas are just like, yeah, nah, whatever.
Yeah,
and
man,
you
trusting.
Kept going.
I think it's because I fully believe that it was all taken care of. Because they also weren't getting, like, served anymore.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, once you get bottle service in a club...
Oh, you're paying
niggas,
first, yeah.
Exactly. They make you pay up front because...
That is true.
Niggas will be like, nah, bro, I'm out of here. No, bro, this your little waitress from the back that bring no drinks to nobody. She brought me my drinks for, like, 2 hours, and then I left.
They don't let
niggas do that, so...
And, So, yeah, that's the reason why I ended up blacking out and waking up in that Wendy's.
Got it.
Because
that's why
he's right there. He's actually on a tree.
Oh.
Cool.
And I was looking down and like, oh.
Oh, classic Manny pose. One-on-one.
Yeah.
Okay,
you described it perfectly, actually.
Yeah, all right. No
and this could be us. Let's see what that looks like. Okay.
Just damp it.
We need to become besties.
Back in action, like it never ended.
All right, so we had to take a mini break, but we're so back. I mean, this pod is really the best when somebody's dating.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
When someone's actively dating, not in a relationship.
Okay, yeah,
actively
I get what you mean.
No, yeah, no, come on, I'm not. But what we can't do is just like tell John yes or no to a bunch of these girls.
No.
Then now we're just
now it's like objectifying. We're like
it's mad red pill, but definitely like her and like the other girl. Okay. The other thing too, I haven't had like a bad date to come back.
You haven't had a bad date?
I feel
like since we've recorded.
Oh,
for me to be like oh. Guys,
really?
This happened. Yeah.
Like, well, okay, what would be a bad date for Manny?
When there's not a following one.
Okay.
That's it?
But yeah, but I also haven't been dating. Like, When I worked, all right, you got to think about it. Since I've started, since the last episode, I worked at the hospital.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was dating anybody. No, I was. You know what? I have dated. Yes. I'm pissed off all over.
That's why I questioned. I'm like, you haven't had bad dates? And I'm like, I feel like I remember.
I'm triggered. Yeah. I'm absolutely triggered right
bring
now.
Bring it back, bro. Come on, let's know.
I have
tell had. Tell me what you meant. Tell me what you meant.
This was what, like, wow. Now, I'm pissed off. Now. All right. What do I say? I'm trying to think. No, we were not recording when these things happened. So, there's the date. I've had multiple bad dates now that I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. I would have been shocked that you've never had one.
So, there was February and January of 2024.
Okay.
You know? I'm on the apps.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on at that time. I was getting a lot of matches, a lot of, you know, so I was like, you know what? Let's see what happens. Because this had to be like January, February last year. Oh. Even into March. Because I remember from one of the things, we went on a vacation, never talked to you. All right, so. The first girl. I'm at work because I used to work Saturdays sometimes when I worked in the hospital. Uh-huh. So I'm working in the hospital on a Saturday. This girl texted me. She was like, "Oh, I'm going to brunch with my friends, and you should meet up with us, like when we're at brunch or whatever when you get out." So I was like, "Oh, where are you going to brunch?" And she said she like named the spot in White Plains. And she didn't even know that I lived in White Plains, too, was the crazy part. Okay. And I was like, oh, that's literally 5 minutes from my house. And so I go after work, meet up with her. We're hanging out. We have a drink. We go to my car. And then I go to take her home because I'm like, oh, I'm not going to, like, let you. She was like, she was going to take the train home. And I'm like, oh, I won't. You don't got to take the train.
Yeah, you're a gentleman.
I'll drive you home. So I'm like, all right, what's your address? We're in my car. I'm like, what's your address? Fam. An hour and a half away. Upstate. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I should have let her take the train.
An hour and a half upstate from Yonkers?
From White Plains. So we're driving, and fam, this girl, I've never heard of a worse lore than everything she would tell me. She was like, oh, by the way, I don't know how you're gonna feel about this, but I'm arranged to be married in a couple weeks, and my person, she hasn't met the person, only like talks to him like through text and WhatsApp and all these things. And I'm not saying this to be racist or anything like that. I'm not even making any of this up. She goes, the guy I'm arranged to be married also has very radical views on America. Doesn't like it very much. And some might call him an extremist. And I was like, what are we doing here? Yeah. And then she was like, oh, and by the way, I also have a kid. So now imagine me just driving and I'm like, I'm in a car with the worst person I can be in a car with. Because number one, why are we in this car together?
Yeah, no. Why did you
if you're arranged to be married?
Why did you feel comfortable enough to call me to pick you up? Well, you could have called your future husband.
Well, no, he was he's like from a Middle Eastern country. He lives in a Middle Eastern country as well.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
More context. Manny had contacted me to look at his location.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was like, yo, John. By the way, just look up. Just watch my location just in case. Because I feel like I'm going to get blammed as soon as I drop this girl off.
And to my surprise, this man was 2 hours away further up. I was just like, hello.
So, you know, we're driving or whatever. And now I'm just there. I'm like, this is a shitty situation. This is why I hate Hinge. Yeah. Because of things like this. I'm like, you're arranged to be married. You have a kid. It can be worse. Yeah. And at that time, I was watching The Sopranos because, mm-hmm. you know, I needed something to watch.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't even remember why. I think Rashawn was making Matt Sopranos references and stuff like that at the time. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch this show.
He was telling you niggas to watch The Sopranos. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to watch this show. I'm going to get these references.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow I mentioned, I guess she was like, what were you doing at work or whatever? And I was like, oh, it was a light day. I was watching The Sopranos. I'm watching it for the first time. And she was like, oh, you're watching it for the first time? That's crazy. Did you get up to the part where so-and-so kills so-and-so? And I'm like, no, they're still alive. And she goes, oh, you're never going to see it coming when they kill her. And I sit there and I look at her. I'm like, this is the worst. This is the worst date or whatever I've ever been on in my entire life. I didn't talk for the rest of the car ride. And then when we get to the address that she made me put on,
yeah,
she was like, can you leave me 2 blocks away and I'll just walk home? Because I don't want nobody to see me, you know, with a guy dropping me off. And I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
So that happened. Then, you know, a couple weeks later, there's actually a couple, like...
Let's get it, bro. Come on. Let's go.
Let's get into it. And once again, like, there's nothing wrong with these...
People.
These people, these women. Like, it's just... Was it for me?
Yeah. You love when a nigga cover his ass?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to make it seem like I'm shaming anybody for how they choose to live their life.
You're just shaming the date, bro. You're shaming the date, right? All right,
so.
No, I get it. You were coming at me for saying no to people on Inge, but it's like, they're not for me.
No, bro.
It's different, bro.
It was way different. These women. All right. None of these women on Inge ruined The Sopranos for you for no reason. All right? None of them were arranged to be married.
And none of them lied about having kids. That's what the next time is.
So the next girl, right, she texts me the morning of my of our date.
Uh-huh.
She goes, hey, I just need to let you know something happened this morning. I fell and chipped my tooth. And, you know, so I thought it wasn't going to be a big deal. And it's so crazy. I got to repeat this whole thing. But I'm like, oh, I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. And I spent the entirety of the date just trying not to focus on the missing front tooth that she had. And... Bam. It was so hard. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do on the date.
It was one of the shits in direct front?
Direct front. It was like front left.
Oh, okay. Front of curiosity. Bro, I get... Were you trying not to like stare at it because you were trying to be polite? Or were you trying to like... Or you he did that throw it off for you?
I didn't want her to be self-conscious. He wasn't trying to make her
feel bad about the fucking tooth, exactly. Nigga. That's what it was.
Oh. She already has her tooth missing the day of the date. And then, And so we, like, started talking about, like, our interests and stuff like that. And she was just really into anime. She was, like, she learned Japanese to watch anime. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about anime that much, like, to be honest. And then she just, like, straight up just trauma dumps in the car ride on the way of, like, for me, like, bringing her back to her apartment or whatever.
I blame dating shows for that one.
Yeah, and she was, like, telling me about, like, how much she hates living with her mom and how she has, like, 7 cats and she wants more cats. And I'm like, I hate the idea of mad cats because, number one, I'm very allergic to
cats. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. 1 cat smells like hell.
Yeah.
So a single cat smells like hell, so I can imagine... 7?
Yeah.
Multiply it.
I'll probably kill my
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, there's no way this is gonna work out. And then she was like, yeah, you know, I'm also not opposed to being homeless too. Like, I know a bunch of shelters I can live in. What
the fuck do you mean not opposed to being homeless?
She was like, yeah, I lived in a shelter.
What the fuck does that mean?
She was telling me about how she lived in a shelter for like a year because she didn't want to live at home and she almost got stabbed in her sleep by her roommate in the shelter. And like, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this is a lot. There's a lot happening right now. And so, yeah, it didn't work out either. Then there was...
Out of curiosity, why didn't that one work out? What? Where did you go in that point in her trauma dumping? Did you go, yep, nope, too much for me?
Not afraid of being homeless, probably.
Yeah. and I'm like, listen, I get it. But also, like, that's just a lot. Off rip, that if that's just the first layer... That is a lot of baggage to be dealing with.
It's different than when if you're saying, like, you know, I've been through some hardships growing up, da da da, I had to do X, Y, and Z. So, I'm not opposed to being homeless. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a qualifier.
Yeah.
That's not a, Yeah, no, I'm not afraid of being homeless. Yeah, X, Y, Z. No, you don't fucking start a sentence with that. And it sounds like Shorty started the sentence with that.
And this is all on the first date as well. So, you know, don't really want... If that's just the first layer that I'm dealing with, like, when it comes to dating it and everything like that, that's a lot. So, yeah. You know, that one didn't work out. Mm-hmm. Then a couple weeks later, I went on this other date with another girl. She wasn't even really my type.
What is your type?
I don't know what my type. I don't have a type.
So then?
Okay, so Manny's type is 5'5 Latina.
Well, yeah.
With brown hair. I say 5'5 because it's the perfect height for him.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I'm pretty sure he's very much into the 5'7 bag because he believes he's 5'9.
I don't believe I'm 5'9.
He has absolutely said to us 5'5 is the right height, the perfect height for a woman.
I don't have a height preference. I'm perfectly fine with dating any woman of any height.
It could have been like 10 years ago. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Once again, the last time we've talked about anything like this was over a year ago.
Yeah.
People change. I've grown. Height-wise, not really, but mentally, you know?
The women he likes, though.
So, I'm trying to... All right, so, go on this date with her. She's a yapper. Just a straight up... She's talking to me about, like, Selena Gomez and who she's dating and who she's dating at the time.
Oh, Justin Bieber. Yeah.
She's like talking about all these pop culture white people things, but she wasn't white. And I'm just there. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, that's crazy. Like, I've never said that's crazy to like someone.
Like, somebody you want to deal with?
Yeah. So
nah, that's crazy.
I'm there and I'm like, yo, like, this is wild. So we go on a couple dates or whatever. I think we went on like 3 or 4. And then, so there was a weekend where, remember that random weekend I went to the Bahamas?
Yes.
With Gabe and my other friends. Go to the Bahamas. She coincidentally had a trip with her friends to like Puerto Rico or something. So, go on this trip. We both did not text each other the entirety of our trips or whatever.
I know what time it is.
And the crazy thing is, I didn't even text, like, because I think I was probably, like, the last one to text.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, I'm not going to text back first. Like, yeah, she'll text me back when she wants to text me back. I'm not going to be on top of somebody.
Yeah, here's where I stand on that. If you want to talk to them, talk to them.
Yeah, but once again, I'm telling you my mentality at the time. Now, I might throw a double text.
Fair.
I'm a communicator now. You feel me? I needed to go through these things to become the man I am today. Don't hear from each other. Months later, we all go out.
Months.
And I see that she pops up on my Instagram again. And I guess, like, she blocked me or whatever. Or not did the soft block, like the unfollow.
Unfollows you, make you unfollow her.
Yeah, so then she followed me back. So I texted her. I'm like, hey, like, I see that you followed me back. I thought you hated me randomly or some shit like that. What was that about? And she was like, let me see if I can find
the messages. Quotes incoming.
Yo, when I sat there and read what she said, I was in utter disbelief. Because I was like, yo, nah, doing that to me is crazy. Hold on. Yo, she said, to be honest, when we first started talking, I just got played by somebody, so I just needed to be toxic for a little bit. My fault. Yo,
wait. Yo. So you mean to tell me she started talking to you and then decided she was just going to start playing games just to play games?
She said, to be honest, when we first started talking, I just got played by somebody, so I was in my toxic era. And so, you got impacted. My fault.
So, yes? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. For those of you who've never lived in New York.
She's not even from New York. She's a black girl from the South. From, like, South Carolina or something, who moved to New York.
Right. So
from college.
If you guys have never lived in this city, that is the experience you will get.
Yo. Yeah? I was sitting there.
From either party.
I was, when I saw the mob fall, I was like, yo.
Did I get punked?
I was like, yo, she's the nigga.
The mob fall is crazy. Yeah. That's why I'm sitting here not saying nothing, because I'm like, I would have sent that message too, bro. I'm like,
yeah, so, yo, after that happened, I was like, I'm going to just chill for a little bit. I'm not trying to, you know.
Accidentally walk into another toxic area.
Yeah. Listen, bro, I once told a girl that I was moving. And I ended up with a girlfriend like 2 months later. So
you've been in the same crib for your whole life.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Honestly, I have not moved yet. So shorty still knows where I live, but she don't know that I still live there. That's the key. So, damn. She tried to pull one of those on you, yo, bro. Real shit.
That my fault, yo. I sat there. I wanted to clap. I was. I'm mad. I'm more mad that that's what happened, because it's also like. Really? Yeah. I spent mad bread. Exactly. I'm like, yo, I paid every time.
Dog, there's some times I was like, back in my older days. Where I was like, actively trying to like get with a shorty, or like trying to do something, or like trying to make a move. Because let's just say trying to make a move, because that could mean anything. Yeah. It's a broad term.
Yeah.
Times I'll be trying to make a move, and then shorty will be like, no, I just, you know, you look like such a nice guy, and I feel like I'm not really ready for that right now. I'm like, bitch, me neither. Me neither. I'm trying to, you didn't realize I'm playing a game with you, but then, like, you know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, nah, I'm a sweetheart. I don't play games, right?
Yeah.
I got into all of these to be a Christian gentleman.
With the purest of intentions. Exactly. The nicest heart.
I come up here with too, but I am definitely an asshole.
Me personally, bro, I'm gonna just let it be. Well, back in the day, I'm gonna let it be known what it is or what it was.
Yeah, that's why I'm an asshole.
I'm glad, you know, we were able to get these, because I packed these things so far deep in my mind to forget about all of these things from happening, and you know. Now it's on wax.
Yeah. So, the beauty of it is you get to see where you were and where you are now.
Exactly.
I guess. Speaking of which, almost a year ago to the day, a couple weeks away, is the anniversary of the worst trip we have ever been on as a group.
Correct.
Not even as a group. I've never been on a worse trip in my entire life.
It's gonna sound so stupid. The only thing that rivals it for me was me going to Puerto Rico, and that's just because I was arguing the whole time. at least last year I got to be drunk while all the bad shit happened.
And this is why this is why dating is very important. Because John, in a relationship, we get, you know, those situations like Puerto Rico, which honestly, I mean, maybe one day we'll talk about. Probably not.
It's no, playing. Definitely not.
It's playing right now.
No, it's not a story that's worth it.
It's playing right
it's
now.
It's not. It's literally just pure stupidity on a vacation.
Oh yeah, I know. It's annoyance to somebody else.
Yeah,
but it's to somebody else is why I'm like saying right now.
But what we should go after is book a trip to DR. We're making it bigger than the last trip where it was just me, John, Amari, and Brian. I think we talked about it on one of the older episodes of the pod.
I think so.
But so now this one's bigger. It's me, John, Amari, Brian, Ruben, Brandon, Jeff, Levante. Is that everybody?
That's eight people, yep.
Eight people.
Oh, no, you talking about
from
that.
Last
year. Oh, yeah, last year.
Yeah, because we never even got to talk about this on the pod.
We add another four this year. But
yeah, added a whole nother four. So 12 people going. Big trip, 8 people going. We go to DR, we land, wait for Ruben, boom, goes off without a hint, without a hunch. The only problem was, ordered a drink from the airport. I was drinking that whole time. I was drinking on the plane.
Yeah.
Then we land.
Before we got on the plane.
The airport bar. Yeah, I drank before we got on the plane. On the plane, when we landed, that drink was like $30.
Yeah, yeah. They
for
head cracked.
For a terrible margarita. I got a margarita. It was
when
like,
you landed?
Yeah, it was neon green. It was like, that's how fake the mix was.
No. They had like that tiki style bar set up right outside.
Yeah. And it was hot. So I was like, yo, I need a cold refreshing beverage. And they
gave you some lukewarm shit?
No, it was cold, but okay. it was neon green. Imagine a neon green margarita.
Those plastic cups that you could, like, buy.
Yeah.
Oh, the plastic little
fucking... That color. That color.
That's the color of the drink.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was like in a pre-made mix that tasted nothing like a margarita. Oh. So we wait, we get Ruben, get to the hotel. Fam, we get to the hotel, the line to check in... Long as hell.
It's outside of the hotel.
Yeah, it's outside. The line is out the door to check in.
Of course.
Mad people checking in. We're sitting there. We're excited. Probably takes us like an hour to check in. Maybe a little bit more. Just waiting on this line to get assigned our rooms. Get to the rooms. I black out for the first 3 days we're there.
Beautiful.
I don't have a single memory of going to sleep or waking up for the first... What day did we land? What day?
We landed on a Saturday.
Landed on a Saturday... I came to on a Wednesday. That's how much drinking we were doing. So
definitely required.
Let me tell you one of the only things I do remember was on the first night, we go to this cave bar that we went to the year before. That bar is an open bar. That club is an open bar club where you pay, you get a wristband, you get whatever you want. And we ended up doing the top shelf one because we learned from last year. You pay $10, $20 more, you get, like, Hennessy and, like, the top shelf stuff.
Got it.
And, like, you get free Red Bulls and stuff.
Like, free chasers.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you were limited to Coke.
Yeah, or, like, pineapple juice. Got it. We were, like, and you get exclusive, yo, you can only, if you're the VIP, that's where the open bar you get to go to.
Okay.
Because, like, the lines for the regular ones, crazy.
Crazy, all right.
So, we do that one. We meet up at some point. I don't even know how we ended up meeting these people that were also from the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, a group of, like... 20-something-year-olds from the Bronx.
Yeah, yeah. We the reason cool you don't remember is because this is in your blackout.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you understand what Blackout Manny was doing. There's one day at the pool. Everyone's getting lit. Manny gets up from the water, walks over to the bench, goes to sleep. For a solid 3 hours, we checked his pulse a couple times to make sure that he was just breathing and sleeping.
And okay. They said they were worried about me getting sunburned, but I was rotating myself like a rotisserie chicken.
He would, rotisserie chicken style, he would just flop over in the bench. And it would be like, we would think about it, and then he would do it. It was, you saved us every time. I was like, one of us would argue about who's going to get out the water and go check on you.
Yeah.
And then you would do a flip, and we'd be like, oh, yes.
I'm a self-sufficient drunk, all right?
Okay, got it.
So... I don't remember how we meet these people from New York.
Right. It's one of the stages of you sleeping outside. We're just all getting lit in the water.
Gotcha.
One of them, it's their birthday. Our friend lies about details of his birthday and other people's birthday.
Mm. It was Brandon, wasn't it?
Boom. We're cool with them. I guess at some point we made plans to link with them at that cave club.
Yeah.
So, this is the only part where I unblacked out during that whole 3 day bender of, because we went to Rio Republica, which is it's basically a frat house.
Okay. Yeah. And it is by far the one thing they advertise. They're not lying. I promise. Best parties you'll ever experience. Yeah,
you will have hands great down. Parties, terrible living conditions.
Read the fine print.
No water really available. Food is going to be the worst. I got food poisoning. Like, food's going to be terrible.
Love it.
Everything's terrible, but you're going to party and you're going to drink.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, we meet up with them in the club, and they were like, yo, we didn't get drinks, but we have the cash for it. Can you pay with your card? And I'm there, and I'm like, you know what? Like, first of all, I don't even... In my head, I was so drunk, but I wasn't paying attention. It's like, how'd you get in here if you didn't pay?
Yeah.
Like, the first thing they make you do is pay when you get to the thing.
In hindsight, they were also really drunk.
Yeah, so... They, I give them my card. They give me, like, $200 in cash.
Love it.
And I'm like, all right, here you go. That's for y'all to pay to get in or whatever. Fam. So I'm just vibing out. We're in, like, I don't want to call it the urban section of the cave, but it's one of the cave tunnels that only plays dancehall music and rap music.
Ah.
So
it is definitely urban.
That was my favorite part of the cave because I was like, this is the music I can listen to. Because you go out there, you're going to be hearing pop music, like EDM music, all that bullshit.
Trash.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
So we're in that part of the cave. I'm vibing out. I'm just, you know, dancing. I'm in my little zone or whatever, you know, just enjoying the music, drunk as hell.
Yeah.
And then I think I also have my sunglasses on.
You did?
Probably.
Fam, I see some bright lights. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Fam, there's people standing around me dancing, holding like lights and like the sparklers or whatever.
Bottle go service.
Fam, they bought bottle service with my
car.
What's
your car? Yo,
and I'm sitting there and I'm like, yo, what did y'all do? And they were like, yo, we got bottles. We're on vacation, right? And I'm like,
with your car?
With my car. And I'm like, this is an open bar. Why do we need bottles?
Yeah, exactly.
And they were like, no, we don't want to go to the bar. Like, we got this. Fam.
It's that dumb nigga mentality.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And this is not a man. I need you to understand. He was blackout drunk.
No, I get that, bro. But
them specifically. They that group was so silly. Silly is the word
we use. They were all retarded.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So the thing. So I'm there and I'm like, oh nah, yo, I go on my phone and I'm hitting up Amex like, yo, that charge is not me. Immediately cancel that charge.
The charge is not in the country. That's not me.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, I'm currently at a bar that's an open bar. Why would I need to buy bottle service? Instantly got a refund. I was like, yo.
Beautiful.
They are wilding right now.
Yeah.
And that from that point on, I did not like fuck with like none of the guys or whatever. Cause I was like, yo, y'all bugging out. Like what? And then I black out and then I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
Fast forward a couple days. Yo, so this is also the resort where that girl went missing.
And, this year.
Yeah, she went missing. Year, they don't even know like what happened with her. So we're now. I don't remember where everybody went, but it was just me and that group of people hanging out. And they were like, oh, let's go to the beach. So we go to the beach. And the girl goes, hey, I want to go touch the buoys that are out in the water. And I'm like, yo, they're kind of far. They're maybe like two football fields away.
Okay.
Like 200 yards. Yeah. So it's really far. And I'm like, yo, that's kind of far. And the water gets real deep, like 30 feet out. So she was like, nah, I'm a great swimmer. I can do it. And me, I don't know why, but I was like, yo, I'm going to go with you just in case like anything happens. I can probably try to help you or whatever because I know I'm a great swimmer. So I'm like, all right, I can help her out. Fam, I was so tired halfway through and she just kept going. So I go back, I get to the buoys. And I'm sitting there, I'm holding on, and I'm like, yo, I can't even breathe right now. Now I'm having an asthma attack.
Okay.
As I'm there, and she's like, what's going on? I'm like, nothing, I'm just tired. Meanwhile, I can't even breathe. And I'm like, and I gotta swim back.
Yo, so at this point, I come onto the beach, and all I see is Manny deep out in the water with her. I'm like, why'd they go so far? Yeah. It's all I had to ask myself. Chat, I can't swim. And I looked out and I'm like, yo, I really hope, and I believe in Manny swimming, so I'm just like, I'm confident he can make it back. Good luck to both of them making it back.
Yeah, so now I'm having an asthma attack, and I don't even think I've ever had like a real asthma attack.
Nah, in my whole
and
life.
Now I'm having it swimming back, and I'm going crazy. Now I'm like, yo, I'm not dying in this water. Like, I'm gonna make it back. I just need two drinks and I'll be alright. So I'm just focused on swimming, getting back. And so we make it back finally. Yo, I crawled on that sand, landed on my back, and I'm just sitting there trying to catch my breath and breathe.
Castaway.
And this dude from the resort, like one of the workers that like patrols the beach, I guess they do like, you know, beach service or whatever. He walks up to me, puts two margaritas in my hands and goes, yo, you drink these two, you'll be all right. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, how did he even know? How did he even know? Yo, I sat there, I drank both of those margs, and I was like, yo, I'll see y'all later. I was like, I can't interact with these people no more. They were a terrible group of people.
It sounds like it was
a group of friends who were not friends before the vacation, beefed with each other during the vacation, and hated each other after the vacation.
Yeah, they stopped being friends.
Yeah, it
to
was
this day.
It was hilarious. So, and that was the other thing, like, and I won't say who, but the girls of that friend group are like the guys of our friend group. And it's very funny because the guys in that friend group like the
different girls
in the friend group. Yeah. So they were like mad too, but they weren't mad. But it was just a very odd situation.
I love that.
And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, yo, I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to get drunk with my pals and have a good time.
Facts.
Speaking of which, also on this vacation, Also, I got into a little skirmish. Okay. A little fisticuffs. Once again, not my fault.
Okay.
Hopefully, on this vacation that we go on this year, this doesn't happen. But
I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure somebody does the exact same thing to you. Go ahead.
So, I'm on this vacation. I'm wearing all my chains. I probably got like 5 chains on. My beard is flourishing. Got my off-white sunglasses on. You know, just enjoying my vacation. You know, unwinding from life. So I'm with my boys. You know, I don't know if John was there, but
the
I know
first interaction. I was at the bar.
The first interaction.
Yeah, Brandon and I were at the bar, and his friends were next to me, and that's where I heard a certain line that you'll get to soon.
Yeah,
so, and that's what made me go, whoa.
Yeah, so it's to start the interaction, it was me, Brandon, like, I'm right here, Brandon's right here. The bar is, like, over here, so I'm, like, you know, next to the bar, but I'm not at the bar because I already have a drink. Brandon's next to me. Josh and Brian are over here. I don't know where John was.
Next to Josh.
So we're just hanging out, right? This dude is drunk. This drunk white dude comes up to us and starts, like, he starts talking to Brandon first. But when he starts talking to Brandon, he keeps putting his finger in Brandon's face. Like this close. And then Brandon's like, yo, like, I'm fine with talking to you, but you can't keep putting your hand in my face. So I tell the dude, I'm like, yo, bro, just chill out. Like, you know, we get it that we're all having a good time, but relax. So now his attention comes to me, and he's like, oh, those are nice chains. And I'm like, yeah, thank you, appreciate it. He was like, oh. And then, like, as he's talking to me, like, he's tapping me on my shoulder. I'm like, yo, bro, like, you don't have to touch me when you're talking to me. Like, uh-huh. So the dude is like, oh, you know, oh, that's, I like your beard, too. And I'm like, all right, bro. So he goes to, like, reach for it. I'm like, bro, do not touch me. Do not touch my face. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Guy's like, oh, what? I'm just, you know, giving you compliments. I'm like, bro, just chill out. I'm like, we're all having a good time. We get it. So the dude touches my arm again. I tell him, because I know he's drunk, and I'm like, I don't, and I'm also drunk, so I'm like, yo, I'm going to give you 3 more chances to touch me. And after that, it's going to be a problem. So he's like, what, like this? And he taps me 2 more times. And I'm like, yo, bro, I'm telling you right now, you touch me 1 more time, I'm going to kill you.
And then he was okay, like, so Manny's saying that made my ears go. At first, I'm like, oh, Manny's just kikiing, kakaing. That guy's obviously drunk. So he's probably letting you go. No. Manny threatens to kill him. And I turn around and go, oh, he's being deadass. He does not say this.
Bro. Yeah.
So I tell, because I'm like, yo, like, he needs to understand that, like, I'm being serious right now.
Okay.
So I tell, I'm like, yo, I'm telling you right now, you touch me 1 more time, I will kill you right now in front of everybody. So I don't know, like, if it was a coincidence, but his friends come running over.
They were there the whole time.
Yeah.
They were just letting it rock, thinking that it was calm. They took you serious before he did.
And they run over and they're like, yo, yo, like, he's just really drunk. He don't mean any of that, you know. We don't want any problems. I'm like, bro, I don't want any problems too, but your boy keeps touching me. Like, y'all got to control your boy. Boom. Interaction over with.
Okay.
We're good for the rest of the day.
Okay.
The next day, there's an all pink party.
Actually, before you get to the next day, I just want to know, the next I see of this kid is actually one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It was, so the pool that we were in started becoming more lit, and the party started amping up, right? And then there's really, really big black girl that started, like, dancing in the pool. Bro jumped on her back and treated her like he was riding, riding a bull.
I don't like that.
It was, oh my, encouraged by her and her friends.
I don't like that.
The craziest and funniest moment I have experienced, because this is at the bar.
I don't like that.
So, and those are the vibes of that hotel, by the way. Okay. Like, that's the type of things that happen randomly for no reason.
And encouraged by the people around it.
Yeah, even, like, the bartenders be wilding and dancing on each other and stuff like that. Like, they... So, he wasn't the only person to ride somebody, like a horse, while dancing to some music.
What?
Yeah, like, yo. So, fast forward to the next day, go to the all pink party. Bro, we're vibing out. We all split up because there was, at this point, 10 of us now. So we all split up into, like, groups of 3, basically. And, you know, Levante went wherever he went. So I go to the bar to get a drink. It's me, Jeff, and our boy Jordan that we met over there. I go to the bar or whatever, and I'm about to talk to somebody that I saw at the hotel.
Yeah.
But she was like talking to her friend. So as I'm literally about to go talk to her, I feel this this guy walk by me. I look at him. He's like, "Yo, you look familiar." And yo, I have so many videos of us drinking and taking shots before that moment. So in my head, I'm already a couple drinks in. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm the guy you kept fucking touching." And he was like, "Oh yeah, bro." Touches my face, touches my beard. And he was like that. I'm like, "Oh nah." So I just hit him with, I pop him in the chest, you know, like a offensive lineman. Boop.
Yeah.
He goes flying back in the water. This is all in like the water, huh. Like we're at like a pool bar or whatever. Okay. He goes flying back into the water, like goes back down. And then Jeff gets in between the two of us.
Okay.
So
for context, Jeff is a very tall, like easily 6'5".
Yes. Jeff is 6'5", 6'6". So I can't see and Jeff has his back to me. So I can't see the dude because Jeff is now in the way.
Yeah.
And so I'm just there like, "Yo, like, what's up?" And then all I feel is just like a pop. And then I go, "What the hell?" I realize I get hit in the face. So then I swim move Jeff, go around him, put the dude in a headlock. And I was like, "I told you I was going to kill you if you touch me again." And now I'm holding him under the water in a headlock, and I'm like, "Yo, this is where he dies." Like, okay. Yo, I'm there. Right. And I'm like, so now, you know, we're in a little scuffle. His friends are grabbing. So Jeff and bear hugs me and Jordan and like removes us from there.
Yeah.
Gets us out the pool. And I'm like, "Yo, Jeff, we got to go back." He was like, "Yo, Manny, you already got him. Like, you don't got to." And I was like, "Yo, Jeff, he punched me in the face." He was like, "He did?" He was like, "All right, let's go back." And I was like, so we're walking back, and I was like, "And I got to get my sunglasses because they went flying off."
Yeah.
So we're walking back. We get back into the pool, and I look at Jeff, and I'm like, "Yo, Jeff, I don't remember what he looks like."
No.
"You got to point him out to me." And he was like, "Fuck, okay." And Jeff doesn't want to do any of this, but we got to do it. And Jordan's also with us now. So
he's the guy he's a doctor that we met on the trip.
Yeah, bro, Jordan's the man. So he's like, he doesn't really talk a lot, but when he does, absolutely electric. So Jeff is like, "That's him right there, bro." The dude, this is not even 2 minutes after the whole skirmish, he's already trying to like flirt with this girl. So he has his back to me. He's talking to the girl, probably telling her like, "Yeah, I just fucked that guy up." So this dude goes, "Yo, here's your glasses, by the way. I saw that you lost them." And like, because, bro, this is a packed pool.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of people in this place. So, and everybody saw that it happened. Guy goes, "Yo, I saw it fall into the water. Here you go." Hands me my glasses. I'm like, "Yo, I appreciate you, bro." We go walk up to the dude. Jeff is like, "Yeah, that's him." Tap him on the shoulder. Yo, he turns around. I just pop him square in the jaw. Like, just like a clean right hook. Right to the face.
Love it.
Sounded like, Jeff said it, Jeff and Jordan both said it sounded like a baseball bat cracked him in the face. Beautiful. He goes into the water. His boys pull him out the water and then like drag him out the pool. And the bartender, because this was at the bar now. Yeah. This was at the pool bar. The bartender goes, "What the fuck was that?" "What the fuck was that about?" And I go, "Bro, that dude kept touching my face. I don't play that." And the bartender goes, "What? We don't do that gay shit over here." And then get security to kick the dude out or whatever. So then, now I'm just there. I'm like, "Nah, let's find him again." And Jordan is like, "Oh my God." So he's like, "Okay." So now it's me, Jeff, and Jordan. And we go around the entire...
Wrangling
the troops now. Now I'm finding everybody. I'm telling everybody what happened. Bro, it's 10 dudes all dressed in pink. I got the Mike Tyson face tat, but in pink.
Yeah.
And we're all just walking around looking for these dudes. Couldn't find them.
They left already at that point.
Yeah, so we go back. And we go back to the hotel or whatever. Bro, somebody comes up to me. They're like, "Oh, look, it's Mike Tyson. We saw what happened. That was crazy. Can't believe you hit him like..." And then, like, they dab me up or whatever. So Ruben and Brandon, I think, went to dinner.
Yeah,
and the dude's friends went up to Ruben and Brandon. They were like, "Yo, we just want to let you know, like, we don't want no problems anymore. The dude doesn't want to leave the room anymore. He's embarrassed. His face hurts, blah, blah, blah." And, you know, they apologize. And
No, they did not say that. We came to that conclusion. What they really said, they tried to stand on it and said that he does MMA, he's like that.
Yeah, but they were like, oh, he was just excited because he just started doing MMA or something like that. And then Ruben was like, yo, like, if I see him again... It's over again. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Ruben took what they said as a challenge. He looked at them and was like, "Oh, yeah. they want to fight."
Yeah. So it was a mad reassuring them, like, "Yo, if we see your boy, though,
yeah, no,
it's over." So, but we never saw him again after that. But it was just, it felt so freeing to just like.
Wonderful. I can't wait till it's more of us with more of our
This trip is adding another group of four.
Another group of four with more like shorter fuses. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Like, the group that we added is not like a stable group. This is the pop off group that we added to the
But I'm also confident that we'll have a different experience. So like DR
that was an outlier.
It's also very known for like, where we went invites that kind of people.
Okay.
Right? Like, it invites the people that will piss you off. Right? Like, you don't go there if you don't want to deal with drunk buffoonery. And they were drunk buffoonery times 100.
Is that not what happens just on vacation?
Differently.
It's always a good buffoonery.
Yeah, like, it's insane. Like, it's silly and whimsical versus retarded.
Yeah, most of the time we're turning the hotels up that we're at and, like, making a bunch of friends.
Okay.
Frolicking, even.
Making the fun rather than participating in the fun.
Right, exactly. And this time, we did both. Both did occur. Okay. It's just that because both are occurring, it invites other energies.
Yeah.
Got it.
I've never had that type of encounter on a vacation where I was willing to fight somebody. No, actually, that's a lie.
Okay.
The year before.
Yeah.
But also, that guy kept antagonizing my friend and kept trying to push him.
Yeah.
And the dude, I told him, I was like, yo, listen, I'm not going to let you attack my friend. So if you take another step, I will put you down. And I don't miss. I was talking so crazy, and the guy was like, yeah, but he pushed me. And I was like, listen, he can push you, but if you do anything back, I'll knock you out. And he was like, he was just, you know, upset at the moment.
Yeah, because...
And in that moment, it was just me and the friend.
Uh-huh.
John wasn't around.
You keep saying that, but I was behind, man.
John was not around. And Amari also was like in the bathroom.
He was in the bathroom. Yeah.
So
Long Island dude was also with us.
God.
Yeah. No. But he was on the complete opposite. Yeah, side. Yeah. He came of the around. Bar. So it's just me and John at this moment that I was thinking of. I don't remember John being there.
Uh huh.
And I look and I'm like, yo, it's this one dude and like eight other people over here that he was there with, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta start like swinging to knock out. I can't, you know.
Yeah.
Fair. I can't miss.
Fair.
And then this dude that we befriended was on the other side of the bar. He comes over. He's like probably 6'3", 6'4". Big guy. He's built like Jaleel, the rapper.
Got it.
Okay. Big guy. And he was like, yo, I got you, bro. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, thank you. It felt like Avengers. it felt like the Avengers. He was like, and he came from my left.
Yeah, on your left.
So I'm like, yo, thank God. I got a chance now. I know at least... With me and this guy, I don't want to put anything on the friend that was, you know, I don't know what his strength is. Do I know if he can, you know, handle multiple people? Pause. I don't. But I know me and the...
Wild backhander.
No, but me and the Senegalese guy, we can handle.
Wild backhander.
We can handle until the cavalry comes in.
Okay.
So, you know... But once again, I don't start all these problems. Uh-huh. The problems seem to find us.
Also, this problem was quickly diffused by the other friend group, too. They also were like, no, we'll handle him. Yeah. He's way too drunk.
Yeah, and they even offered to get us drinks.
Yeah,
like, I'm not going to lie, got to know them a little more as the vacation went on. Great group of guys.
Minus the one, you know?
Yeah, besides that one guy held that beef pause that whole vacation.
Yeah.
But all his friends... Solid dudes. They were all like French or something like that.
Okay.
We played volleyball against them. They were a solid. They were a cool group of people. They just wanted to have fun.
A bunch of bunk.
Yeah, they literally didn't want any problems, and they saw their friend start a problem, and they're like, "Yeah, we'll take care of him. Yeah. We really just want to enjoy ourselves."
Exactly. So you know, a blast was had,
and security was on our side. So they, granted, security didn't get there yet, but once they got there, on our side.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
blast was
Listen, I hear me out. Again, the place that we went to last year invites that kind of energy. That guy was also an outlier. The place we were at last year, there was a bunch of those kinds of guys where they would try to fight or they would try to SH the people around them. Like,
Sexually harassed?
Yes, I just didn't want to say it.
I don't know why.
Listen, I censored myself.
I told you, it was literally a frat house.
Yeah.
And like,
but a mixed bag of like the ages of 18 to 30.
Yeah. Y'all said retard like 7 times on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say sexually harassed.
One is more triggered than the other.
Yeah. Huh?
So that was the other thing. It was like, I felt like because we were, 27, 28 at that time?
Yeah.
We were basically the responsible adults. Even though we were drunk, we had to like fucking, like, a girl would be like, yo, this guy, and we're like, yo, bro, like, what are you doing?
Unapologetically, we became bodyguards by association.
Yeah, like, it was just very, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm not mad that I have to do it, but I'm mad that I have to do it. I'm mad that this is the type of behavior that this place
you warrants. Have to understand, bro, certain niggas that don't have, like, sisters give off a bad energy.
But then
that's the crazy part.
And over there, like, bro, like, and that's the thing, like, bro, the people that do drugs and stuff like that, they be wilding the most. They don't even know that what's happening is happening. Yeah. So, like, we go to the nightclub. There's
bug out there.
It felt like a raise dance, the way people were just trying to dance on girls, and the girls are like, yo, fam, what are you even doing?
Right? Except everyone's being having fun. Yeah.
The funny thing is watching the guys get dubbed, and the girls are like, In what world? In what world am I dancing with you? Like, you know, just being... And I'm sitting there watching, I'm like, damn, this is crazy.
And then they, like, turn... The guy would essentially do the equivalent of, like, a quick 360 and try again.
Just try with the next girl.
Yeah.
But that was legit the only resort hotel vacation that I've ever seen, like, that much happen.
Or that kind of behavior for people. Yeah, like,
at all of our other vacations that we... ever been on, nobody was really being like that. It was like it felt more like Love Island more than fucking
that's a good comparison
than frat
environment.
Which is and again, Dominican Republic invites party energy, and then this resort promotes the best parties, and again, they didn't lie about it, but that comes with extra caveats and like a fine print that you don't expect.
You're gonna be lacking in certain areas
prioritize
parties. So question, since you guys are the party experts, the vacation experts in the group, is there any tips that you may have for someone that is going on their
You'd be open-minded.
Huh.
Open-minded is the best thing I can say, because you will meet interesting, in all sense of the word, interesting people.
You better calm down.
What John is saying is great. It sounds crazy.
My fault. It's not interesting in like that sense. It's like sometimes people are weird in a funny way.
Because they're on vacation.
Correct. Okay. And
they're drunk. They're also drunk.
Yeah, you also got to remember, alcohol is 100% involved. Yeah. You'll probably see that person sober once.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The biggest tips for like behavior wise is, number one, you gotta be more patient with especially strangers, because number one,
what?
Yeah, you open-minded. Definitely have to practice. You gotta practice patience with whether.
Because I hate new people.
Yeah, but that's the thing, beauty of it.
Yo, Josh and Jordan, we probably never talk to them in any other situation.
Yeah,
we talk to them there. We find out that they're, like, the two coolest guys that, you know, we probably could have met anywhere. Like, they're really solid dudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to learn to be patient. If somebody's just annoying, you don't just, like, you know, tell them that they're annoying or anything.
Josh got
like
at least 5 N-words under his belt. I don't care what nobody says.
Josh don't got
I don't
no
care
N-words.
What nobody
I'm says. Confident
he does actually does
because
not.
Because he's pretty funny.
Yeah, he does. He actually doesn't
really?
Play.
Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't play, you know, even like suggesting using.
Got it. Okay.
I'm telling you, he's a really, really cool guy.
Okay.
So
we tried we tried making the joke to see what his reaction would be.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like, why I'm he's like he's a pretty funny. In a sense where he's like, yo, come on.
Yeah, nah. He's like, yo, bro, stop. I'm dead ass. Bro, I'm so serious about my black friends, bro. Like, for real.
He wore my durag.
But he did wear the durag. That was because we were all wearing durags. We were all wearing durags. He was like, "Yo, I've never worn a durag before," and we were like, "Hey, watch this." And we put the do-rag
on. So y'all with one black person in the group decided, hey, bro, we go with the...
If somebody has never worn a do-rag before, who are we?
So y'all with one black person in the group was like, hey, bro, Amari, put the do-rag on his head.
No.
He put it on himself and...
Yeah,
he put the do-rag on.
That might be worse.
And then we were like, yo, wait, what are we doing? Gotta put it on correctly. And he took quite possibly the funniest picture with the do-rag on.
Got it.
But, hold on.
They're gonna show me later.
It's still all right. I was just making sure we were still recording.
Yeah.
But yeah, being patient with people, especially strangers.
Okay.
Because alcohol is involved and stuff like that.
With that patience and the alcohol is why I say you have to be open-minded. Is because people will just want to talk randomly, and like you know, you can walk away from them. There's nothing stopping you. But like, if you're at the bar waiting for a drink, be open to the idea that someone's gonna strike a conversation. Without a miss, it happens every time.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, bro. I got a very off-putting face. I'm willing to bet.
That deters them.
I'm willing to bet right now. Right now, as we speak.
And I'm willing to bet that you've never been this drunk a day in your life, and you will quickly have a smile on your face.
You're going to throw up so many times.
I'm honestly betting on it, to be honest.
There was one time I woke up to throwing up, and I was like, oh, my God. That could have been bad.
Oh, damn, again?
Jimi Hendrix myself.
That drunk smile attracts people.
Yeah, so...
And there will be someone that goes, do you want to take a shot? And it's not because they want to talk to you necessarily. They're just seeing that you're near them and their friends taking shots. So they invite you to join them with the shots.
Have you ever seen me drunk?
Yes.
Okay, so you know...
This is a different drunk.
Ah, okay.
This is like when people discover wine drunk, there's then vacation drunk.
Oh, you think I'm going to be happy drunk?
Bro,
you don't understand.
Levante vacation drunk is also a very funny vacation
just
drunk.
Just because he wants stuff.
Yeah, he'll talk about his phone cases with the most random people. He'll be like, yo,
open-minded.
I could put my phone in water right now with that waterproof Ziploc bag looking thing for the phones. And then, like, be like, yo, look.
Hey, yo, my nigga, you know there's no difference in between what you just said and what him
and
on
sober,
a regular basis?
And sober, like, Levante. Like, that is very true.
But
what if Levante just never drank that whole time? That was just him.
But Levante's a good example of interesting. You get that.
Yeah.
And you get people that entertain that.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's the most fair...
interpretation of
it? Yeah, the most fair communication of that. The trip that I could get.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, all right, cool to Levante.
That's the thing. You just got to do shit, too. Like, John will make us do shit, and, like, at the time, we'll think it's stupid, and it'll end up probably being kind of fun. And, like, you know, it'll be pretty cool.
I'll tell you right now, I ain't rafting, I ain't canoeing, I ain't doing nothing.
No, but that's the other thing. Like, all right, when we went to Mexico during COVID, during that hurricane season, John got everybody to come to all the younger people. To come together and throw a party on the beach.
Okay.
Cool shit. But John's cool shit will also be this guy randomly putting us in a random taxi that he calls over that he doesn't know, pulling over on the side of a road around a bunch of trees, putting a key under a car, and us thinking, yo, people are going to come out of these trees and just kill us. And then going to a random town with a bunch of abandoned buildings and walking through abandoned buildings... And for some reason, there's a beach behind the abandoned buildings.
Still question that part.
And then putting us on a life raft and going out to the middle of the ocean with a bunch of YNs and ski masks, Dominican YNs and ski masks, and then going onto a boat that already has people partying. And then everybody on that boat judging us for what just happened.
Because they're confused as how you show up late to a boat party in the middle of the ocean.
I'm not going to lie, bro. That's swag. I want to show up.
It would be swag if we didn't show up on a wooden raft.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
We were pirates.
They
were like, wait, are y'all crashing?
And not only was it... us looking like pirates, we were all dressed in pink because it was the pink day.
Okay.
So it was like, Wednesday.
What are these niggas doing?
They were like, these are butt pirates. So, you know, these are the things that John will get you into.
It's silliness, but it's fun.
Yeah.
And you have a good time.
All right.
So, yeah, definitely make sure you have a pink swimsuit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because on Wednesday, we wear pink.
Yeah, on Wednesdays.
That was the first thing that I got, to be honest.
Yeah.
I had that since, like, last year because I was going to go to one last year, but... I fucking never committed.
And like, my blanket term applies. Open-minded. Okay. It's just a bunch of weird branching paths that may or may not work out and connect.
Does does a pink party necessarily fucking constitute as weird path? Because I feel like that's very calm.
No, that pink party, because it's just thematically pink.
Okay.
Right? No, I don't think anything about the party, the jungle party is more branching paths than it is.
Gotcha.
Bro, Levante at the jungle party. Bro, I was so drunk. But in that moment of drunkenness, I'm glad that I pulled out my phone and just recorded Levante.
Is that when he was in the pool with his hat?
No. That was
a random day.
Okay. Straight up, it felt like watching Rambo, but it's hype-ass music.
It's yeah.
Heavy rain.
It's a jungle party. Heavy rain
and Levante just...
an absolute downpour, and Levante found somebody's phone. And they were calling it, so he picked it up and was like, I'm gonna bring you your phone. Yeah, I'm gonna meet you in the lobby.
And
it looks like he's calling in an airstrike.
Yeah, the wind is blowing so hard against him. And like he's standing at an angle forward while trying to yell into his phone. It's like the equivalent of like last man stranded in Vietnam just screaming at his radio, I need back!
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro, that sounds amazing.
It was the best thing I ever tilted my head to look at.
I'm so glad I literally went...
started recording. No joke, only the three of us saw it. It was you, myself, and Ruben that happened to see Levante in this moment off to the side by himself as all of this is happening.
Bro. That, those real parties, man.
They hit so hard, but they don't care about quality of life or anything else. And you know what? Whatever, I get it.
And the thing is, like, we all acknowledge that it's the worst vacation we've been on, quality wise. Uh-huh. And we're going right back there this year with more people. We're different doing a redo.
Yeah, yeah.
So
same brand, different place, a completely different part of the world.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We're fucked.
I feel like Mexico is going to be... I don't know, bro.
I have no expectations, but I do fully expect great times to be had.
I expect hilarious stories to come out of it. There's a couple factors, you know.
Yeah, Levi, bro.
Like, yeah.
Come on. I'm going to push Levi into the pool.
And
like,
this
for no reason.
Funny enough about this is that if it wasn't for Republica, we probably would have chosen the wrong. So, is the party resort.
Yeah, we know that there's tiers.
Yeah, there's a party your life away. We don't care about you. We'll get you drunk resort. Yeah. And then there's a resort that's like, you're here to chill. We love cooking for you. We love taking care of our people. If you want to go party, you can. Okay. It's over there, but it's not going to be over here.
I'm also 29 now, so I don't even want... I'm telling you, I don't want to party that hard.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. On this vacation coming up, I'm like, yo, son.
Yeah, my liver just cramped up just now.
I'm there to have a good time. I'm there to really just be a calm, chill dude. Yeah.
But I know, like, if I need to get drunk, I will for the sake of the party.
Well, yeah, that's different. Like, if we get turned up, I'm not just going to be, it's day one.
Yeah.
I'm going to be drunk upside down in the pool, nigga, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till day three for that. What are you talking about?
Not going to hold you. The distance between, there's three resorts all connected. Okay. Right? We're at the most, quote-unquote, luxurious one. So we have access to all three. And ours is, like, essentially in the middle.
Okay.
From the main pool bar that we will most likely spend most of our time at, we will see the next door party pool bar. And it's like feet away. It's not a mile.
Okay.
It's not half a mile. It's feet away. It is, you can drunkenly accidentally stumble over there and be like, I'm at the right resorts though.
Ah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is a small little fence, like a New York style neighbor house fence.
Oh, okay.
Like those little like grated, like the metal grates that you can just hop over like while running in plain tag. That's the fence dividing them. So I promise, if you don't want to do it, you will do it by accident.
Once again, I'm going just to be a Christian gentleman,
a nice cool guy, a chill guy.
Yeah,
and I can't wait to see both of you put your heads down in shame as the rest of us go be diabolical heathens across.
We see your hinge.
It won't be in shame at all, actually.
But listen, we're essentially going to California. Anyone who travels to this where we're going most likely comes from California.
Because
that's how close we are.
We're going to Mexico. We're
going to Mexico. We are going to Cabo. We are going to Cabo. And the name of it is Baja California. For you non-Spanish speakers, it means...
I want to let you know, bro.
Below California.
California.
Used to be part of Mexico.
Bro. I'm pretty sure
that's where we are.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, now that I look at a map, it don't look like Cali should have really been Mexico's anyway. Like,
you know, this whole shit was part of that, right?
Yeah.
You know, this whole
Texas, New Mexico, Arizona.
Yeah. It's a nice cutoff right now.
Yeah, but like, I like the way Mexico is shaped now.
Yeah.
Like, if just from a map perspective.
I don't disagree.
I don't like how Mexico would have been just like this.
A weird El Insular section.
Just like,
we wouldn't have thought about it. If we looked at if they did the maps the right way, we wouldn't have thought about it.
I'm not a manifest destiny truther.
You sound like it right now, bro. You like honestly, they wouldn't do nothing with the land anyways. Yeah, what you doing.
Are we gonna sit here and act like America isn't properly shaped? Like, we don't need any we don't need any more or
what?
Any less.
Nigga, have you seen this country? What were you talking about?
We're
into the part that extends
out. Saying the shape of the country.
What? Again, I'm saying, what?
How would you shape America?
If not like this, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's a rectangle to the corner.
I shaped this shit like Oklahoma or something, like just straight square.
That's
like
OCD kicking. We need that little weird Florida part.
Do you understand?
And the weird Texas.
We're barely connected to anything to have a requisite format shape.
You know what I don't like, though?
What?
Alaska. I don't like Alaska not being connected to America. I've been to Alaska. It's not America.
These niggas' fault, bro. These niggas was like, bro, we need more land. It was like, let's go to Canada. Let's go to Canada. Go to the part that Russia owns, and we taking that because Russia's over there.
Yeah,
even though Russia's closer to us to that shit.
Yeah,
you can see Russia from Alaska.
When I went to Alaska, I went on a train that took me to go see Russia from the part of the train that's
fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe if we can do a trade with Canada, maybe we'll get Toronto.
You want Toronto?
Toronto area.
You want to make the top of America, the top right corner of America, just do a little whoop,
we'll take
upward
that.
You.
It's just North New York, bro.
we'll take all of that.
Yeah, actually, it's funny enough, a part of New York, you can, like, be in Canada and you're no longer in New York.
I've also been there as well.
Also, the part of Canada around the Detroit area, all of that, give us that. We'll give you Alaska. We just need a good amount of land.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. We might have to trade the Detroit, that glove part, that shit that's poking into Canada for Alaska.
Yeah, but Alaska is so, like, versatile, too. It got mad land. It's bigger than...
Well, for Toronto, I mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Alaska has mad oil.
Okay.
And mad land. Bro, Alaska is huge.
Which is why it's like a commodity for them.
Yeah.
But like at the same time, it is dead ass like just connected to them.
And plus, think about how cool Torontonians would be as Americans.
It would give
upstate New York a reason.
Upstate New York would definitely be cooler.
But I feel like by proxy, New Yorkers in general would get like dampened down in coolness because we now have a whole extra district of niggas balance out the coolness.
If I had to compare it, Toronto feels like a mix of Miami and Soho.
North Miami.
Toronto, Miami
is crazy. Like, that's not just Fordham. Like, that is wild as
plus Soho.
That's the other thing. Like, I was just thinking about this the other day. I'm like, yo, there's really states that don't matter to nobody
at all.
Like, I'm never thinking about Wyoming.
You ever been to North Dakota?
North Dakota, South Dakota.
Yeah, bro.
Utah. Like, none of those states really matter. We need new life. Mm-hmm. And this is how the white people were thinking.
Taking
over all this land.
In the
1800s, they were like, yo, we need some.
If we go trade the Virgin Islands for like...
No.
We got to keep that, yeah.
No. I mean, like, make the Virgin Islands states. I mean. Like, if we, like... get the Virgin Islands, and in exchange, we, like, ship off all, like, the Midland fucking states and, like, have them be independent. We get the same revenue back. We get the tourism.
Bro, the Turks and Caicos is 7 miles long. Yeah. That's how long that country is.
Tiny.
it's 7 miles. Mm-hmm. Like, when we were on the cruise, you could see the entirety of the island from the room.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like that's how small some of these like islands are in the West Indies. But yeah, America just needs a little
spice.
Am I saying
a little scotch bonnet?
I'm not saying conquer.
Take
over.
Those are the words.
If we took Toronto, we'd also get a an influx of like British dialect and British slang.
And also, Tim Hortons.
And Tim Hortons.
Think about it. And all the athletes that play in Toronto won't get taxed. So the Blue Jays, the Raptors, we'll probably even get an NFL team over there because of that. Like,
okay.
It's a win for everybody.
They'll just move the Bills. It'll be the Toronto Bills.
Toronto Bills sounds way better than Buffalo Bills. I don't know.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills reminds me of a horror movie.
Yeah,
that's so. Because the fucking horror movie came after the team name.
Yeah.
Well, one of them did better mentally for me.
I'm sorry, that's your fault. The Bills lost wild NFL championships.
They lost four Super Bowls in a row. Or was that?
No. That was the Bills. It has not been done. Since or before.
Yep.
So.
But also, I think the Islanders, I don't remember if the Islanders won or lost the same thing. They won, either they won four in a row or they lost four in a row.
I think they lost four.
So, you know, we got that going. But this is what podcasts are for, right? this is podding. Okay. Talking about what parts of the world can we make.
Completely obsolete. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, think about the range that we've had in this pod. Mm. Talking about Hinge, dating.
Vacations, and then also conquering.
Yes.
If you think about it, goes hand in hand with vacations. Because you go to a vacation, you're like, damn, bro, I could really see myself moving out here.
Bro, I have the video saved where it's like, your boy on the last day of vacation, he was like, yo, all we need to do is lock in. And this could be us every day. We don't need to leave this.
Bro, we don't have to leave here, bro. I'm telling you, dog, all we got to do, we get remote jobs, bro, and we can stay on the resort forever, bro.
We've literally had that convo at every single vacation that's ever happened.
I believe it.
Yo, bro, it doesn't have to end here. But
this is all about acquisition.
It doesn't have to end there, but it gotta end here.
Yeah.
It's your boys.
There we go. The last stop. Now I just gotta edit this shit, take out a couple names, and we'll be alright.